It's below the mountains.
I see.
Just below the big mountains.
Okay.
There'll be a stretch all the way up through here and down towards Salida here. There's
a flat area right before you get up to into the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they call that the park. Then you can find parks up in the mountains that
just an open area.
Open area that don't have any trees in. They call it a park.
Okay. What kind of weeds are prominent in this area?
Pigweed. Oh, there is a wild morning glory weed.
Purslane.
Purslane.
What? What? Say that again.
Purslane.
Purslane.
That's this little reddish weed I got out here. You'd think I was cultivating something special, but it grows wild.
That come in the manure we put in our ground this year. Boy, howdy.
That's about all I know. I don't know too much.
Y'all have any kind of thistles?
Russian thistles.
Russian thistles. Okay, that's what I asked you about. Okay. And are there any kind of different creeping brushes or vines that grow? I know you mentioned morning glory. That's one. Are there any others that grow in this area?
Not that I know of.
Not too much. It's a little high for it. It grows more down.
Okay.
No poison ivy or any of that stuff around here.
Tell me the names of local streams, as many as you can think of in this area, just their names.
Well, the Arkansas River is the main river, and then there's Cottonwood Creek, there's three of them, there's Chalk Creek, Texas Creek's down farther.
That's okay, any that you can think of will be fine.
Browns Creek.
Gas Creek.
Clear Creek.
That takes everything in about to Leadville.
Okay. Now, what is a creek? I mean, and you mentioned the Arkansas River, and then you mentioned a creek. Now, there's a difference between a river and a creek, obviously. What is that difference? Is it just smaller?
A creek is a tributary of a river.
Okay. And what would a stream be? Is there a difference?
Same thing
as a creek. Mm-hmm. Now, does water run in those creeks all year long, or do they ever go dry?
As far as I know, they're all... year-round.
Okay. Do you have any wet-weather creeks or wet-weather stream beds? I just wonder if there was a name for a place where the only time the water flows through it is after it rains.
Yeah, dry creek out here.
Okay.
And there's another one.
But they would be called creeks, too.
No. Just, they might be called a...
Wash or
dry bed or...
Oh, good. Washer, dry bed. Okay. What is a basin?
Well, it'd be, I would imagine, up in the mountains it would have a stream in it.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
An grass, open area?
Open area. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kind of animals come to feed there. Okay. Earlier I asked you about, do you have water around here land that's kind of underwater all the time, like they do in Florida?
Swamps?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some land like that?
Not much anymore because of the population and wells. People have drilled so many wells on the outlying areas.
But is that the way you would classify it, as just being land that's kind of partially underwater?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
right
an open
in the
area.
Back of our place, when you're irrigating these meadows up above us here, we've got a spot back there that the water will come up in. Then in the winter it goes dry and
dries out.
Yeah, and it won't come up again until they start irrigating it there.
Let me ask you about tell me some about irrigating. You were talking outside that that's a real important thing. Tell me some about the irrigating in this area, what they've done. And.
Well, I think that comes from the same thing that they dug the wells and... And like Pueblo has bought up a lot of water from the farmers and places around here.